Just kidding. All right, cool, fam. We're here. That's what you talk about. So, all right, so we are here, Final Four.
Hello?
There we go.
All right, we're here, Final Four of this second annual March Madness Music here on Sterling Radio. We have from the boy band section, you can introduce yourself.
Erin Green, Burrell Toff.
All right, we also have the powerful women bracket here for their champion. Introduce yourself.
Khadija Dukali.
Oh, go back. Who has white?
Me, probably. Oh, yeah.
So we're fighting today for that final spot in the championship. Boy band bracket, who's left? Who's left in your bracket?
NSYNC.
Now, the women, who you got left? Who's your last
Whitney.
Woman standing?
Whitney Houston.
So how do you feel about this? Who's taking home this side of the bracket?
NSYNC.
Obviously Whitney.
NSYNC.
But like Whitney. What are your arguments here? Like why do you feel
okay,
each way?
So more people like NSYNC.
No, NSYNC. We picked like our bracket, like the way we did our lineup, I guess. NSYNC was the first seed and NSYNC went all the way because
we know what everyone likes.
We're psychic. It's like that's so Raven. How does we know NSYNC's gonna win.
How does that just mean that they're better than Whitney Houston just because they're their first senior
they're
bracket.
More fun.
Yeah. Well, they might be more fun, but not more talented.
Hold the phone. Oh, okay. We're getting somewhere. So, the women bracket, what's your argument? Why do you feel like Whitney's going to pull out on top?
Because Whitney's just...
She's just better overall at everything she does.
We have more than one person who are all talented.
Yeah, Justin, but that doesn't
Timberlake.
Mean anything.
Okay,
their voices
doesn't mean
aren't
anything.
As good
Justin,
as Whitney's.
Justin.
Just because there's more people doesn't mean they're better than
Justin
Whitney.
Timberlake.
So you're saying Justin Timberlake's more talented than Whitney Houston?
Yes.
No, I'm not saying that. All right. No, but like if you think about it in a different perspective,
more
NSYNC,
people might know them.
NSYNC is like the best boy band.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they won.
Yeah,
I guess
we proved that. So.
Wait, Whitney Houston's the best. Women.
Yeah, I believe
powerful women.
I believe that the children of Sterling High School are going to like Whitney Houston or not, but
yeah,
not Whitney
Houston.
Houston.
Yes,
you said it right the first time.
Yo, you guys are very
maybe
loud.
People like bad music at Sterling then, because. JK, let me stop.
Huh? That was really loud. Sorry. But I believe that NSYNC will definitely.
NSYNC's more fun to dance to.
Yeah. Whitney Houston has like two songs you can dance to.
But they're all good songs.
I don't even know any Whitney Houston songs.
You never heard I Will Always Love You.
You can't
dance
to that.
All right.
Okay,
so
just because you
so
can't
boring.
Dance to it, it doesn't mean anything.
You can't dance to it.
We're going to kick it off to our first, you know, our first song. We're going to let the boy band region go up first. And, you know... Here's your boys right here. They're gonna start singing for you. This is the second annual March Madness of Music here on Sterling Radio. This is NSYNC.
I'm not afraid to
comes a day when I'll be the one you'll see. It's gonna be me. All that I do is not enough for you. I don't wanna lose it, but I'm not like that. When finally you get to love, guess what? Every little thing I do never seems enough for you. You don't wanna lose it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, March is winding down and we are coming to a close. Four artists remain. This is the final four. You are listening to the second annual March Madness of Music Tournament live on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Who will win and become legendary?
Oh, whoa, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We just heard NSYNC. You know, actually my personal favorite of this entire tournament this year. Hopefully they can take home the chip. That's what I'm feeling. But NSYNC, boy bands region, what do you like, you know, obviously like NSYNC. So you just heard that and you can tell a little... the Powerful Women bracket, how you feel?
That song is... Hold on, I'm thinking of a good word. I'm going to say timeless. And that when I have grandkids, they're going to dance to NSYNC. But I don't know how... I stutter a lot.
I don't think anyone listens to NSYNC now. So
well, wait till April 31st when pictures on Twitter show up of Justin Timberlake when it says it's going to be May the next day, or April 30th, not April 31st. I don't think that's a day. Wait for that.
So Whitney's not timeless?
What?
This is a Whitney debate. I think
she got lucky.
Sure, her voice.
Wait. What do you mean by got lucky?
Like, I think she got lucky in this tournament. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a...
All right, but you guys wouldn't be Beyonce
either.
Wait, but
excuse me, Amir. I am a fan of Whitney Houston myself, but the students spoke, and they said Whitney, but you can't lie. All your bracket said Beyonce was going to come out of the final four.
Mine didn't.
What'd yours say?
I said Whitney.
Being serious?
Can we look that up?
Yeah, see, exactly.
I really did do it, but I forgot to hand it in, but it definitely said.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it doesn't count.
That's what we hear.
Beyonce. Yeah, Beyonce was on the everybody's final four.
I mean, I had Beyonce coming into the final four.
Beyonce's a modern day Whitney.
Beyonce's not a modern day Whitney at all.
What has she done that Whitney has not done? She's doing everything Whitney done. She's just modern day Whitney.
All right, team. We're going to settle this down a little bit. You know, help a powerful woman out. We're going to play some Whitney here. Here's some Dance With Somebody.
This is like the only song you can dance to. Houston.
Yes, that's what we got to do. We got to dance, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a fan.
So
this is a song.
So wait, let's do women bracket. You got like 15 seconds. Tell us why she's winning right now.
She's winning because
she's great and she can sing and she's talented and she's a great person.
All right, so that's from them. This is Sterling High School Radio, second annual March Madness of Music. Whitney for you.
Still enough time to figure out how to change. Senses spinning through the town. Sooner or later, the fever ends, and I wind up feeling down.
So that was Whitney. That's the lady coming out of the Powerful Women bracket against NSYNC today in the Final Four matchup to see who goes to the chip. We have the Powerful Women bracket people here. Why was that song amazing?
Whitney and Whitney's amazing.
What?
What?
Gotta explain to
great.
Us. So we got Josh here.
What's up, Paul?
He's going to tell us why Whitney's taking home this battle and going to the chip.
Whitney's going to destroy NSYNC. You know, Whitney destroys everybody because she's Whitney and she's great.
That's false.
Josh, were you surprised she came out of this bracket?
I was very surprised. I didn't think Beyonce was going to lose to Whitney.
But I feel like you have to respect Whitney right now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm happy it happened.
You know what I mean? So, I think that was a good person to come out of that bracket, but I don't know, man. I'm feeling some NSYNC. Got some party people, especially with this school, but we don't know, man. We'll see.
Yeah, NSYNC's nice. I danced to Whitney, too.
Now, joining us on the boy bands, we have Christina Moffitt. and we have our brother Jared Morales. Hey, Hi, Paul. How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
So, you know, we heard from Aaron and we heard from Brielle why NSYNC, you know, might take this battle and lead to the chip, but we want to hear from you guys.
Why wouldn't NSYNC make it to the chip?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any other reasons why?
I mean, if we were to face Beyonce, it'd be a lot harder, but I feel like it's not even a question why NSYNC should beat Whitney Houston.
Yeah, like Beyonce already got knocked out. Like.
But why do you think that NSYNC just has a better chance?
Like, I just like them better.
Reason?
For a personal reason, I just like them better.
What's your personal reason?
I like to listen to them over Whitney Houston.
How about you, Christina?
Their music is just so much better. Like,
but it's we need some explanation here.
I don't know.
It's hard
just,
to explain, dude.
Yeah.
What do you have against Whitney?
Nothing.
Just NSYNC's better.
No.
Why?
No.
They just are.
It's five against Hell. One, but one still wins.
This is, sorry, this is very, very, I don't even know what I'm looking for. Yeah, in depth. Well, let's see. We're going to give some. Oh, what? Who? Oh, okay. Look at those bad boys. We just got the results from. Yeah, it is 2:21, and we are going to announce the winners of yesterday's Final Four, or just kidding, Friday's Final Four, against the 7 seed Ed Sheeran in the pop bracket and the 8 seed Imagine Dragons in the alt rock bracket. So Friday's results were Ed Sheeran coming out on top with 78.2% of the votes, and Imagine Dragons with only 21.8% of the votes. So we have Ed going to the championship game, which will be held tomorrow. And
Wednesday.
We are still trying to find the, his opponent today. But we're going to hit you up with some Whitney. We're going to go some Whitney again. This is Saving All My Love for You. And, hopefully we can get some Whitney action, trying to beat NSYNC, see how close her battle is. But it's some Whitney for you, and then we got some NSYNC later. Here we go.
A few stolen moments is all that we share. You've got your family, and they need you there. Though I try to resist being last on your list, but no.
Ladies and gentlemen, March is winding down and we are coming to a close. Four artists remain. This is the final four. You are listening to the second annual March Madness of Music Tournament live on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Who will win and become legendary? I will be legendary.
That was Whitney Houston going against the fantastic NSYNC, who I think will take home this battle. I don't know if I'm just biased because I grew up with them and that kind of thing. But, yeah, like we said, we had the responses of yesterday's Final Four. 7 seed Ed Sheeran going up against 8 seed Imagine Dragons from the alt-rock region. Ed comes out on top with 78% of the vote. So he will be in the championship game, which will actually be Wednesday, so mistake me for saying Tuesday. It will be Wednesday, so after today's votes, we can see who faces him in the championship game. We just had Whitney, and we are going to play some NSYNC later, but you know, go on Ustream. It is on the Sterling Knights Twitter page for the link to vote for today's matchup of number one seed NSYNC from the pop region, from the boy bands region, and number three seed Whitney Houston from the powerful women's bracket, to see who takes, to go in the chip to face Ed. So that show will be held Wednesday. We will start hopefully at right around 1:30, and finish that day. But yeah, this is might be one of the last shows. Well, one of the groups, this will be your last show. So tell
Sorry,
us, you know,
Josh.
Final yeah, words. Sad. Why do you think your person should go to the chip? We'll go with pop region, or I keep saying that, boy band region first.
I don't know. I think NSYNC's going to win.
I feel like the school base likes NSYNC and knows them better. So I just believe that NSYNC will come out on top.
Whitney's got more experience, and the
I disagree.
No, the whole school they have the common sense. They're gonna be like Whitney over NSYNC.
No.
We know it. We're Sterling.
No.
I think it's gonna come down to the wire, but of course, our very own NSYNC's gonna make it to the final.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a close match, but NSYNC's gonna win.
Yeah, I mean, do you think it'll be closer than the match yesterday? Or the match Friday, because Ed, it just looks like Ed totally just blew that out of the water, which I did not think would happen.
I thought it would.
Yeah, Whitney's going to be like Ed Sheeran, blowing everybody out.
No, it's going to be the opposite. And
there's a reason why we have the most votes. It's because we have the best people.
Ooh,
yeah.
Jared, you go around classes trying to get all votes from everybody.
Actually, not true, but.
Shut up.
All right, so that's your final words. We'll see one of you, in the chip
see Wednesday.
Wednesday,
Paul.
All right, see you, Jared. We will play you out, and I think this is a perfect song to play you guys out today. This is the second annual March Madness of Music here on Sterling Radio. Here's some NSYNC for you.